Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of July 2020. Supreme Court has issued notice to the center, state of Kerala in a plea challenging the practice of using snares and other barbaric means to ward off wild animals in light of the horrific death of a pregnant elephant in Kerala. Supreme Court has refused to entertain the plea seeking, inter alia, a waiver of private school fees for a period of 3 months starting the 1st of April till the 1st of July, 2020 and regulatory mechanisms for structuring and collection mechanism of fees in India during lockdown. Delhi High Court has refused to provide relief in plea challenging the constitutionality of the directions given by the Bar Council of India to all law universities in the country to conduct the final year law examinations through online mode, or through any other appropriate method, and to conduct intermediate year law examinations after reopening of colleges. Delhi High Court has directed the Dean of All India Institute of Medical Sciences to constitute a committee of experts to examine a woman who is seeking termination of pregnancy in the 23rd week due to abnormalities and company morbidities in the fetus. Delhi High Court has stayed the suspension of a public school teacher who was suspended from the position of TGT English allegedly for demanding payment of salaries to teachers and other school staff. Delhi High Court has partially read down the Delhi government's order restraining private schools from precluding such students from attending online classes who do not pay tuition fee. Kerala High Court had issued notice in a writ petition filed by a lawyer challenging the exclusion of lawyers in the selection for the post of judicial members in the central and the state administrative tribunals. Kerala High Court has agreed to examine the proposal of introducing advocate on record system in the High Court. Kerala High Court has observed that a letter given or sent to a police officer by a person after the commencement of investigation of an offence come within the interdict under subsection 1 of section 162 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Karnataka High Court has ruled that a writ petition under Article 226 of the Constitution of India is maintainable against private banks as regards implementation of the loan moratorium announced by the Reserve Bank of India in the wake of lockdown. Telangana High Court has dismissed a batch of public interest litigation challenging the state cabinet's decision to modify demolish the present secretariat building in order to construct a new secretariat building complex. Supreme Court has ordered a DNA test on an 84-year-old retired army man and a 4-day-old baby to determine whether he fathered the child through sexual exploitation of a 14-year-old girl. Supreme Court has observed that non-payment of a part of sale consideration is not a ground for cancellation of a registered sale deed. Supreme Court has observed that the provision of Order 7 Rule 11 Code of Civil Procedure, 1908 regarding rejection of plaint is mandatory in nature and the plaint may be rejected on grounds of non-observance. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, has held that the use of fixed informed consent cum undertaking by the hospitals to record consent from the patients amounts to unfair trade practice within the meaning of Clause R of Subsection 1 of Section 2 of the Consumer Protection Act, 1986. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to expeditiously process an application move for seeking compensation for sustaining serious injury during the Delhi riots. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi University to file an affidavit in a plea challenging the implementation of the choice-based credit system, CBCS, as a method of evaluation for School of Open Learning, SOL. Delhi High Court has directed the East Delhi Municipal Corporation to ensure that grievances of all the Swachhata Kiramcharis who have complained about non-payment of salaries are addressed and appropriate generic order in their regard may also be passed. Delhi High Court has pulled up the Aam Aadmi Party government for failing to clarify its stand despite repeated chances on the issue of pregnant women needing mandatory COVID-19 tests if they land up in hospital. Madras High Court has issued notice to the Insurance Regulatory Development Authority of India, IRDAI, on a public interest litigation seeking refund adjustment in the motor vehicle premiums paid by the insurance holders, pursuant to the nationwide lockdown. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to the state government and the Karnataka Medical Council on hearing a petition claiming that during the complete lockdown period, individual medical practitioners, doctors refused treatment to patients suffering ordinary health issues. Kerala High Court has directed to forward an additional list of candidates from the merit list dated the 20th of February 2020 to the governor for approval and appointment as Munsif Magistrates.